budgets and other issues.
Any questions about our changes?
So moved.
Second.
No questions?
One question.
Yes.
How many executive management employees, the main category that's being affected?
Yes, it is. And it's on, let's see if I can find the exact page. There's a list of those specific positions on page 20.
35.
35 in yours? Okay.
33.
Okay. I have a full document. That's fine.
All I want to know is how many are there and how many such positions are there? What's the total?
I count 16 because the Inspector General and Board Secretary are excluded.
The positions are listed as an addendum one in our packet and lists all of those positions.
Yeah, so where it says on 2.0, those are the those are unique. In other words, every line there is one position.
Yes, and
one only.
Those are existing titles. I mean, as we go through this process, the title of the positions might change, but not the number of the positions. It's just
okay,
the exact.
Of the executive management positions, obviously, general manager doesn't count. So it's this minus general manager, minus board secretary.
Minus inspector general.
Minus inspector general. And that's it?
Actually, you know, again, there was a question concerning the county council, and that's a discussion this board might want to have. That position reports to the general manager, but it's a position that gives a great deal of advice and direction to the board of directors. I would not find it unusual, even from a structural standpoint, that any changes to that position or changes to the individuals or recruitment and compensation, that that position is discussed with the board. I think it gives a balance to the organization, that the board has some input directly before any decisions are made on the county council.
Madam Chairman.
General Counsel.
Yeah. You're saying general counsel.
General counsel. I'm sorry, I slipped. I slip back every so often.
I won't be any surprise for those who've been engaged in these discussions, you know, for a while. That you know, my view is this is really the way things ought to run. That the general manager ought to be entrusted with responsibility. We ought to hold him accountable and but give him the tools to run it. This is pretty common in manager government. It's the way, you know, we do it where I otherwise work. I do think having, you know, the board secretary clearly works directly for the board. The only thing is you do want the oversight and the separation of the oversight responsibilities, thus inspector general. Again, that's been our intention. But as the general manager was saying, I think general counsel also falls in that category. So I would suggest we remove general counsel from that. But otherwise, I would support the recommendation as it is.
Yeah. Any questions about that removal? And how we would reflect it.
I think I have, as Senator Trotter used to say, I'm feeling a little unready about that. Just because I would like to see, before we exempted this, I'd like to see the position description. I'd like to see how it's actually defined because, you know, a number of these positions have relationships to this board, and I think what we're trying to do here is to give a large amount of discretion and responsibility to the general manager. And so before we take the general counsel out, could I at least ask for a review of the position description, just so we can see what we have established in terms of a relationship there?
Madam Chair, what you could do is go ahead and approve this, and then I would bring that back for discussion. It is not an issue from the perspective. I will make the commitment and general counsel that I would bring back any decisions or discussions with the board prior to taking an action. But again, I need to get the description to Mr. Graham. You'd like to have that. The decision is yours. I could do it either way.
This is going before the board in an hour, right?
Yes, in a matter of short time.
Well, so that gives us
time.
Quite a lot of time.
Yeah. There's no set time.
Since we have discussed the removal of the position for the description, can we move forward and come back with any modifications?
Yes, that's what I suggest.
When?
I think it could come back. It doesn't. Is there an urgency of it being approved with the that description today, Mr. Graham?
Now, what are you, you're suggesting that we take the original recommendation, leave general counsel in,
with the description and then, you would
and then we'll look at the description of this later.
Mm-hmm. Yes, see, I don't really understand that. The change we're making here is handing over a bit more authority to the general manager.
Right.
And I'm actually for doing that.
Right.
But if you're hesitant or unready, then presumably you would hand over less at a time. And I think that the one of the checks on any general manager is frankly the council, and I'm reluctant to completely give over the board's any of the board's authority with regard to the general counsel as we're handing over all these other positions of operation, which I think is the right thing to do, but I think that's one too many in the case of the council.
Well, one's six and the other's half dozen, so you know, but we do have an hour to debate this, so we could.
I was hoping it would take the full hour.
We could discuss it, but I really do think we've kind of reached to the point of moving. We have an option in which we can move forward in. Yeah. Mr. Kaufman.
Actually, if you look at the advanced material, mm-hmm. It doesn't say we start at 11. It just says after. So you don't have to.
Oh, that would be great.
Chill. So my question would be, if we move this ahead, carving that out temporarily, mm-hmm. that way the board can go ahead and act here, and then subject to us taking a look at that final item, we can always add it back in.
If that means to the need of the board, I am okay with that. As I said, I am used to organizations where the general counsel in the county have some relationship with the board because there is a balance. I understand that balance. And then if we, after that discussion, if necessary, bring that position back. So if that position for the purpose of approval today will be excluded, is with the inspector general and the secretary of the board, we can move forward with all other positions and bring back that position if necessary.
That's fine.
That should be consensus?
That's fine.
Thank you. Well, we can move it forward to the board meeting next hour. Thank you.
Thank you. There's no other items for this committee?
There are not. We should have a motion and approval. So all those in favor?
Aye.
Nay? Okay. That's the only item for us today. Okay. Thank you very much.
Budget.
What's me?
Yeah. She's gone.
What?
Do you have a budget?
No.
We don't.
No, we can go right to the board. Let's go to the board.
This is it. You have an hour.
We have to go into another room.
Yeah, but you have to wait on public comment probably. So we'll have to go. We can do our business.
We can do everything else.
Yeah.
It's good.
Sounds good to me.
Let's move.
I'm there.
Is the meeting adjourned?
Yeah. The meeting is adjourned, and we can go into the board meeting.
Yeah, that's right.